Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Different player now, Kevin. We'll move on. But other than Gravenberch stuff, I think you're right. I don't quite know how it's going to transpire. I think there's still something to be done between now and the end of the window, potentially there. We'll see what happens. The player you are very much going to take the lead on here, because I haven't seen anything of this footballer, quite frankly. Piero Hincapié, I think I'm right in saying. Currently out injured, I believe, but 21-year-old Ecuador international. What was interesting, he's got 27 caps already at 21. That is a lot, like a hell of a lot. Left-footed defender, of course. He made 76 appearances for Bayer Leverkusen. And just as a note, 32 as a left-back and 36 as a centre-back, according to Transfermarkt. So tell us about him. Impressive?
Yeah, I like him. Still raw, still learning the game. He's had games where he's made mistakes. He's been sent off. He's given away pens. He's been out of position, all that stuff. But you have to do that because you have to learn on the job. And that's what Bayer Leverkusen do with their players. Interestingly, they decided to sign him before they met him because of his performances in South America. They were so impressed with what he'd done that they went, we better move for him before somebody else does. And so it's quite rare for Bayer to do that. They're quite careful a lot of the time. But they actually took him on spec. And it was the right thing to do because he's played a lot of games for them already. He's aggressive. He's brave. He's decent on the ball. And I think he's a player that I think could cope with the physicality of the Premier League. I don't think that would be a problem. My only issue with him, and he's been linked with Premier League clubs for 18 months. My only issue with him is I feel he needs to play. I feel what wouldn't be good for him is bringing him in and he gets a game every 3 weeks or something like that. I feel like that would really stunt his development. So Liverpool, I think, have got to be very careful about if they were to move for him, and obviously it's just links at the moment, but if they were to move for him, I do think they'd have to be a little bit careful about just making sure he had enough games. And I know we're in the Europa League this season, so I get that. That's obviously going to be a lot of games. You know, you're guaranteed six group games there. There's League Cup, there's FA Cup. But you'd want him as part of the rotation, I think, because obviously Virgil van Dijk and Konate are the primary pair, and they should be. So it's about bringing him in, but also giving him enough game time to develop. So there's definitely talent there. It's just how you use him.
Yeah, that's it. And I think you're right. I mean, we are looking at that type of profile in terms of his age is perfect for it, actually, in terms of the fact that you might not necessarily need him to be the very first choice right now, but you do need to add him to the rotation 100%. And just on his position, I mentioned there, he's pretty much an even split between left-back and centre-back. What do you see him as? And has there been a change since Xabi Alonso took over at Leverkusen? Does he use him primarily as one or the other?
Yeah, there has been a bit of a change, and he has played a bit more as a full-back. I don't think he's mega amazing on the ball. I think he's good on the ball. I see him as a centre-back, really. I think that toughness and that aggression is best served as a centre-back. And I think, obviously, as I say, he's learning that position and he's learning where to be and he's learning when to dive into challenges and when not. But the talent is absolutely there. He's good on the ball. I don't want to make out he's not, because he is. But whether he'd get you a... he wouldn't be a Robertson type, for example. So I don't think he'd be appropriate for the way Liverpool use their fullbacks, personally. I don't see him as that at all. I think he's very much a left-sided centre-back going forward. So that's how I would think Liverpool would look to use him.
Well, that's it. And that's kind of... It's fascinating the moment for Liverpool because it's hard to know. You can't really pigeonhole players because it's not entirely clear what system we are playing. There's times in games whereby Trent goes into midfield and Robbo does become a very much a third left-sided centre-back. But then also in games, we are a 4-3-3 and Robbo's bombing up the wing and as is Trent. So it's difficult right now. But I think if we do want to proceed with Trent popping into midfield and making the box, then that's when Robbo's ability to play as a left-sided centre-back, I don't want to do him too much of a disservice, comes into question because he's a brilliant left-back. There's no two ways about that. Yeah. But is he a brilliant centre-back? I'm not 100% certain. That's why people like him, Levi Colwill beforehand, have come into the equation. These links are happening. You mentioned there, Kevin, that you can see the talent and you can absolutely see why he's being talked about, I guess. He's very young, he's very raw still, of course. But I suppose in terms of the links and the reports, you mentioned there's been a few clubs linked to him already. Is it obvious to see why? And, you know, absolutely no disrespect to Leverkusen, the giants of a football club themselves in Europa League football, made great strides under Xabi Alonso. Can you see why Liverpool and others are being linked to him?
Oh, yeah. I think, look, that's the reality of the football world now, that any player that's doing well in the Bundesliga is going to be automatically linked to the Premier League. That's a well-worn path now. And, you know, Leverkusen are prepared for that. Diaby's gone to Villa, done very well. I thought he would. And Tapsoba's been linked with Premier League clubs. You know, that's just going to happen. Frimpong's been linked with Premier League clubs. So Leverkusen, I think, are prepared for that. I think that's a natural step when he decides to make that move. But I do think it's all about his development. He's got to decide, am I better off being on a bench somewhere competing for a first team place, or am I better getting regular first team football at a club that is going to be pushing for the Champions League? So I can absolutely see where the links come from. Same with Mickey van der Ven. When we spoke about him, I could understand that. I could understand why Tottenham took him. So yeah, if Liverpool made the move, you wouldn't think, well, this is weird. Why have they done this? It makes sense. It's just whether they'll actually do it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Florian Wirtz is probably the most talked about one from Leverkusen who's yet to make that move yet. I think injuries have kind of impacted his absolutely rapid progression.
Yeah, he won't go until after the Euros. I would expect a scramble for him after the Euros. I think his father's very influential with his career, and he's made it quite clear that Florian needs a full season.
Oh, good.
Of games, no upheaval, because he wants to play for Germany in the Euros. It's a home Euros. It's a massive opportunity. Yeah. I would be very, very surprised, unless City makes some ridiculous bid, I'd be very, very surprised if Wirtz went anywhere this summer or in January.
That's actually some sensible thinking from some people around football. You don't get that
Imagine
very often.
That.
I know, that's crazy. I can't believe you just said that. But yeah, you are right with the City. I think they were linked after the Paqueta stuff kind of hit the railroads the other day. But yeah, Wirtz is a supreme talent, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the move at some point in the future. Speaking of sort of ill advice to footballers, I actually think Incapié has got the same agent as Moises Caicedo, obviously both Ecuadorian, so that could be a stumbling block on that move. But just to finish on him, I will ask you one more question. You've kind of alluded to the fact he's still very raw, he's very young still, he's got to develop. You've also said that Liverpool would be making a good move if they did sign him because he's a talented footballer. Is it more a case of you are investing in the future as opposed to the here and now with him in terms of like how high is his ceiling? You know, how highly do you rate him? How good can this player be?
Yeah, I do like him. I do like him. I don't mind the fact that he's made mistakes in games. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he's played a lot of football internationally and at club level. You know, he's played in European competition. He's played a lot for Ecuador, as you say. I think, you know, every transfer is a gamble. Every transfer is a risk. You have players you sign who you think, oh, they're going to be great, and then they have injuries or they don't play or they have something in their personal life. You never know. But I like him, and I can completely understand why clubs like Liverpool and other clubs before have been linked with him, because there's definite talent there. There's mentality, aggression. So, yeah, if Liverpool bought him, I think that would make sense. And I think there are a lot of clubs, a lot of top clubs, who are keeping an eye on him, definitely.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.